Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Berberet and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Sievers moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Sievers scores. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kaline trying to get to third. Minoso throws the ball into Freeze, who tags Kaline for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling throws to second for one, and Fernandez throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis is hit by the pitch. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Berberet and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeze strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball towards right. Smith catches it and throws to first to double up Maxwell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Berberet and he is safe. Landis steals second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berberet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost pinch hits for Lou Berberet. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 3 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Foyle's now catching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Severs hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Cash hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Coot Veal now playing shortstop. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive towards third. Virgil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-3 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.